Hi, Chuck. Hi, Father Ethan. I guess I feel really called to share this story. I was getting in the car, and as I turned my radio on, you came on and said something about you, when have you felt called to unite your wounds to Christ? And then you specifically mentioned something about the feet, if I'm not mistaken, of the crucified Christ, and how this all can be drawn up into mercy. And those three things are just pounding on my heart to share this one story. Basically, this last year, it was right after Holy Week, I had suddenly had to have a procedure done to take my toenails off of two of my big toes. It sounds horrible. Long story, but I had also just had a baby in February of that year. And so our baby's baptism was scheduled to be Divine Mercy Sunday as the first available baptism date. And the Lord has led me with so many beautiful ways of carrying my cross and my woundedness through other circumstances I won't get into, but met me always with this message of divine mercy and the merciful love light that pours through that. And so all of this, I'm just anticipating the beauty of his baptism being on Divine Mercy Sunday. And then here I am all of a sudden just hobbling around in horrible pain with these open wounds on my toes. And the doctor who did it had made it sound like it was going to be no big deal and it'll heal pretty quick. And it just wasn't the case for me. And especially having to care for a newborn, and I have two older sons, I was just feeling very crushed by that at the time. And I know it's such a small thing compared to many others, but I was on the verge of tears at one point, just feeling the raw pain, the sting, the burn of those wounds. And my two sons, who were 5 and 7 at the time, all of a sudden leaned over the couch and handed me a drawing they had made with crayon. And at first I couldn't tell what it was. And they wrote on it, "Offer it up, feel better, Mom." Mm-hmm. And I said, "What? Oh, that's so sweet. What is this?" And then they said, "It's the feet of Jesus, Mom, look." And they had drawn me the feet of the crucified Christ there together on the foot of the cross with blood dripping. And they then handed me another piece of paper right after. And again, just with such love, they handed this to me. And my oldest son's writing said, "Remember and think, ... Mom's pain." And it was this tiny little pencil circle. And then Jesus's pain. And this ginormous scribble that overtook the whole other bottom of the piece of paper. And I just got hit by like a ton of bricks. Like, God, you are meeting me in this too. Like, we've come so far. You've journeyed with me through so many other sufferings and through so much darkness, bursting your love light in. And I'm asking myself, why do I have to have this little pain right now before this baptism? Like, why, Lord? And here you're sending my children once again to remind me this too, Katie. Like, unite your pain to mine. And so it helped me shift. Like, I will be honest, it was still not comfortable. The day of the baptism on Divine Mercy Sunday, I was so afraid of people stepping on my toes that were so wounded. And yet the call was to just radiate joy that day, because it was just such a gift to have this child that we were given as a gift on the other side of an illness that I had previously. And just the beauty in God choosing Divine Mercy Sunday, a message he had personally let me feel, encounter with him through in his healing mercy through, to choose that as the baptism day. And I think, and I don't know if you have any light on this to shine, Father Ethan, but I feel like maybe he wanted me to even go into that feeling pain that day, as backwards as that sounds, because I feel like in feeling the pain of that day, there was some sort of just beautiful love or joy or intimacy with him that wouldn't have been there otherwise. And so I guess I'm just grateful for the experience.
Wow, Katie, that's so beautiful. And you're bringing me to tears just to hear just how close and how united Christ is drawing you to him, even with the wounded feet. And how beautiful that your two other boys, 5 and 7, that God was speaking to you through them, you know, from the mouth mm-hmm. of babes. And we're called to be like the little ones. Unless you become like the little ones, you won't enter the kingdom of God. And here they are sharing, you know, offer it up, Mom. Feel better, Mom. Mm-hmm. that special, that touch, that intimate touch. And congratulations on having your baby. That's so beautiful. Just to hear how the family is continuing to grow, even within all the other suffering and struggles. And God, you know, there's a mystery that is so present and so necessary when we're speaking of the life of God and that Paschal mystery. And it sounds like you're being drawn in to that mystery. You know, how could there be something so beautiful as your child's birth and baptism on Divine Mercy Sunday? And yet, at the same time, you're walking into that space with such pain and such fear that someone may step on your toes. And just the constant agony that goes with that. And yet, there's such beauty and there's such glory from that day and that celebration and family coming mm-hmm. together. And that's just what I'm called back to, is that Paschal mystery, and that you're actually participating with Christ in his suffering in some deep and special way.
Wow. Well, Katie, yeah. God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. I don't know what prompted you to listen to the program today, but we needed to hear your story. And I say we needed to hear it. I'm telling you right now, somebody somewhere listening today needed to hear your story. It's just extraordinary. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that. Do we presume your feet are doing okay today?
They are doing much better, although, interesting enough, they all of a sudden kind of had a complication because of the fact that they were healing. The toenails started growing into the tissue. Hmm. And in God's timing, I kind of chuckle as you say this, I was signed up to do a healing retreat, which I did, and it was beautiful, but they all of a sudden flared in pain, and I had to go back and have a little bit of, you know, that taken care of, and went into this healing retreat again in pain. And again, was met by the power of God's mercy through that. And I feel like it was of no coincidence and entirely of his timing. As much as I sat there going, really, God, like, why am I still dealing with this? I just want to go get a pedicure and paint my toenails and wear cute shoes like everyone else and go for runs and pick up my kids and not have to think about them stepping on my feet all the time. Why? And yet, bringing me to a place of pain again through this simple, tiny little thing, although it's so small in comparison to the crosses of so many people, it immediately brought me back to his crucified feet as I headed into that retreat. And again, I have to thank him for the gift.
Wow. And Katie, one of the, you know, as you're sharing, you know, again, how the flare-up came again, and especially just, you know, as you're going into this weekend healing retreat, I'm just imagining that as your spirit is being crushed, you know, as you're saying you wanted to get a pedicure and go run and just be like other people, but you have to carry this cross, as your spirit's being crushed, you're being made so tender and so sensitive, and your awareness is increasing that you're able to recognize, you know, the woundedness that others are going through, or the crosses that others are carrying, you know, that Christ is forming you and shaping you in the crucible, you know, through that suffering, he's shaping you in such a special way.
The whole time I was not very close with God. I went to church. I believed everything, but I was angry, and I didn't even realize how angry I was. And then I came to a wall, and I was very much living in the world. I mean, I knew I loved Jesus. I loved God. I loved the angels and the saints, Mary. But I came to a wall in my life. I had to have an oophorectomy. That's the removal of my ovaries. And I was also fired from my job at the same time. And I was in the parking lot of the hospital going in for my oophorectomy, and Relevant Radio had been coming on into my life and been listening, and there was Relevant Radio hosted, it was when 30 30 Days to Morning Glory had come out. And I didn't, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I never understood this offering up my suffering. And I started studying the 30 Days to Morning Glory, and then I made my consecration to Mary at Margaret Mary's Church in Milwaukee that Relevant Radio had sponsored. And through this process of studying and speaking to priests for the first time that would speak to me, because as a child, I didn't get that. I, you know, my priest told me you're not supposed to question, you know, I mean, it was a different world then in the 60s. And I started meeting these awesome priests who helped me understand what it was to offer up my sufferings and these things. And I started doing this, and I still was bitter and angry. And when I made my consecration, something changed. Something changed. And I have not shared any of this with anybody before. And I was compelled to call. And it was hard to stay on the line because I wanted to just keep this between me and the Lord. But it changed my life so much.
Yeah, Margaret, take your time. Take your time.
He showed me his divine mercy. It was on Divine Mercy Sunday that I made my consecration. And he gave me a miracle that I kept to myself. And it didn't happen instantly. My peace about not being a mother or a wife, it happened very slowly, but it was during this process, all these years, the 20s or 30s, it was something I wouldn't trade for all the world, this relationship with Jesus. I didn't take any of my pain to the saints or to Mary. It was me and Jesus in this struggle throughout my life. Why? Why not me? Why can't I have children? Why can't I have a husband? The loneliness, the desperation. And these holidays don't go away. They come every year. And he gave me peace. And I have peace. And I never feel lonely. I never feel afraid. And I'm so thankful to Jesus who changed me. And he changes me every day. He's whittling away at me, this pitiful woman who he loved. And it's funny that you talk about going to him as a child, because when I'm before him, I'm always a child. My whole life, I've always been a child to him. And that's how I see my relationship with him, yeah, is the child.
Yeah. Margaret, I'm going to jump in here. We're going to run into a time crunch, and I want to let Father Ethan comment on your beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm going to say it again. Somebody somewhere needed to hear your story today. Father Ethan, just another incredible story of uniting wounds to Christ's wounds.
Yeah, and I'm so speechless. Thank you so much, Margaret. He gave me peace. How beautiful is that? He gave me peace, and you've always been his child. Thank you for sharing, Margaret, and thank you for helping all of us to remember how special and how loved we are, that we are his children. There's nothing that he wouldn't do for us.
Father Ethan Southard, our spiritual director, we have to wrap things up. Father, I've got about 10 seconds for a final blessing for all of our good listeners today.
May God continue to bless you and keep you in his sacred heart, filling you with his peace, his mercy, and his love through his woundedness, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Ethan Southard, our spiritual director, if you tuned in late, go back and listen to this one. Beautiful stories from Katie and Margaret today. Thanks to them. Thanks to you. Stay tuned now. Monsignor Stuart Swetland, Go Ask Your Father. Up next, we're back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.
Try to get to Mass early so you can pray the prayers before Mass. Hi, this is Father Rocky with our seventh Lenten lesson on the Mass. You've heard the conventional wisdom. You get out of it what you put into it, and that surely applies to the Mass. On the free Relevant Radio app, there's a drop-down menu on the right side, and one tab is Prayers Before Mass. There you'll find the prayer of St. Ambrose, the prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas, the prayer to St. Joseph, the prayer to the Virgin Mary, and the statement of intentions for priests. All of these are helpful, but there's a gem from the one by St. Thomas Aquinas. Quote, "May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and Lord of lords, with such reverence and humility, such contrition and devotion, such purity and faith, such resolve and determination as may secure my salvation." End quote.
Lenten Lessons on the Mass with Father Rocky are brought to you by the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, America's only church-approved Marian apparition site, championshrine.org.